Thank God for the blessed opportunity He's given us to gather around His table and to worship Him. This time, really, we praise God for all our mothers God has given to us, especially godly mothers. We can definitely say what we are today because of their prayers, the way they brought us. So the younger generation, a lot of things to pray for your children so that they may be blessed and they may be in the way of the Lord. So I thank God once again for giving me this opportunity. And please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, "It is impossible to please God without faith. Whoever comes to Him should believe that He exists, and whatever He asks, people ask, He will reward us. Vishwasam lekunda devuniki ishtudainata asadhyamu. ఆయన యుద్ధకు వచ్చేవారు ఆయన ఉన్నాడని ఆయనకు ఫలం అడిగినప్పుడు తప్పగా దయచేయు అని నమ్మవలేని వాక్యం చూస్తుంటున్నాం. కనుక ఒక ప్రశ్న, హూ ఇస్ దిస్ గాడ్? సో బిఫోర్ ఫర్ దాట్ ఫస్ట్ థెసలోనియన్స్ 1:9, దిస్ గాడ్ అండ్ అవర్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ ఎ లవింగ్ అండ్ ట్రూ గాడ్. వి హ్యావ్ ఎ లవింగ్ and true God. So our God is a loving God and a true God, who we are. For that we see Romans chapter 9 verse 26. We are the children of living God. Before we go to the word, I want to just remind you what we are in our Lord. By that, really we can joyfully and happily we can meditate on the word of God. Romans 9:26 says, we are the children of living God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3:3 says, we have the spirit of living God. And Romans, again 2 Corinthians 6:6 says, we are the temple of living God. And Hebrews 12:22 says, we are going to the city of living God. And 1 Peter 1:4 says, we have a living hope. And John 6:63 says, we have the word of living, and the word living and of spirit. Devaniki vandanalu chelistunnam. Mana devudu jeevangala satya devudu aintunnadu. Antega manamu jeevangala devuni vidalamaintunnamu. Manamu మనకు జీవంగల దేవుని ఆత్మగలవారమైంటున్నాము. మనం జీవంగల దేవుని ఆలయమైంటున్నాము. మనము జీవంగల దేవుని పట్టణమును ప్రవేశించే వారమైంటున్నాము. జీవంగల నిరీక్షణ గలవారమైంటున్నాం. అంతేకాకుండా మన జీవపు వాక్యము మనం కలవారమైంటున్నాం. కనుక ఈ వాక్యంలోనికి వెళ్ళకముందు ఒకసారి ప్రార్థన చేసుకుందాం. ప్రేమగల మా పల్లకుపు తండ్రి, మీ అపారమైన ప్రేమకై మీకు వందనములు చెల్లిస్తుంటున్నాం. మీ ప్రేమ, మీ కృప, కనికలను బట్టి మీకు వందనములు. మమ్మల్ని నీ బిడ్డలుగా స్వీకరించి నీ సాక్ష్య బిడ్డలుగా జీవించే ధన్యతను మీరు మాకు అనుగ్రహించినందుకు వందనములు చెల్లిస్తుంటున్నాం. ఈ ఉదయకాల సమయంలో మీ జీవల వాక్యమును ధ్యానిస్తుండగా మీ సహాయమును, మీ నడిపింపును మీరు మాకు అనుగ్రహించము. పరిశుద్ధాత్మదేవ, మీరే మాకు బోధకుడుగా ఉండి మీరే మాతో మాట్లాడమని ప్రభువైన యేసుక్రీస్తు వారనామంలో ప్రార్థించి వేడుకుంటున్నాము తండ్రి. ఆమేన్. ఫర్ దిస్ మెసేజ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు గివ్ ఎ టైటిల్ యాజ్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఆన్సర్డ్ డిఫరెంట్లీ. ప్రేయర్స్ ఆన్సర్డ్ డిఫరెంట్లీ. ప్లీజ్ టర్న్ విత్ మీ టు డిట్రానమీ చాప్టర్ 4. డిట్రానమీ చాప్టర్ 4 వర్స్ 7. సంబడి కెన్ హెల్ప్ మీ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ టేకన్ ఇట్. డిట్రానమీ Chapter 4 and verse 7. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him. Not only that, one of the very name is of our God is Psalm 65:2 says, God who answers our prayers. God who answers prayers. Pradhanlu alakinchu vadu ane peru ayanikuntundi. Hebrews 4 and 16 says, we can go to him boldly into his presence because of our God, what the Lord has done. So, but there remains a question, does God answer our prayers? There's a question, does God answer our prayers? Yes, according to Bible, it's yes, definitely yes. Matthew 7 and 7 and 8 says, ask and it shall be given. Okay? And seek it shall be found, knock at it shall be opened. And John 14, kindly see, John 14, 13, 7, 13 and 14 says, John's Gospel, chapter 14 and 13 and 14 says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. But is this our experience? Honestly, the answer is no. Okay? How do we explain this? So, the answer, sometimes, God answers to our prayers is sometimes yes. Sometimes, many times, no. And oftentimes, he says, wait. Many times we pray, but God says, wait. And most often, he's silent. Is silent. In other words, God does always answer our prayers, but not always as we expect. We expect our prayers to be answered immediately and as per our desire. Unless we understand this important truth, we will be frustrated and we will be disillusioned in our prayer life. When God answers our prayers, he meets just our needs. But when he answers our prayers differently, he teaches us several lessons. This he does for our spiritual growth. When he answers our prayers in a different way, what we expect, he teaches us lessons, and that will help us to grow spiritually. So this morning, we will see some of the examples of prayers which have been answered differently by our Lord when certain people prayed in the Bible. So please, first one we'll see from John's Gospel, chapter 4. John's Gospel, chapter 4, and verse 10, 15, and 16 we'll read. Here we all know this passage very well. Jesus meeting a Samaritan woman. And this woman has a prayer. And he was talking to her. And we see in the fourth chapter, verse 10. Kindly see. And Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living waters. So, 15th verse, what he says here, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and keep coming here to draw water. Here we see, and 16th verse he says, 16th verse, we'll see please. He told her, go call your husband and come back. Here, she's asking for water. And Jesus would have given her the water. And that would have been finished. But here he says, he puts one more word. He asks us to go and bring your husband. God is interested in changing our lives rather than instant by blessing us. This woman was asking for water. But Jesus was interested in giving her the fountain of life. And here we see, for example, when he met in the Word of God, when we see in the life of Jacob, he said, bless me. bless me. God, he was asking God to bless him. And God is asking him, what is your name? See, that's what we see in Genesis. He's asked, the prayer is one thing, and the answer is something else. God wants to answer in a different way. So this lady, first when she came to Jesus, she was addressing as Sir, Aya, Aya ane matato sambodhistundi. At the end, she says that I found Messiah. Nenu Messiah no kanigunchindi antundi. That's what we see in 1 Timothy 4:8. For physical training is of some value, but the godliness has value of all things holding promises from both the present life and the life to come. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all others. That's what we see in 1 Corinthians 15:19. Do not worry what to eat or drink, but seek ye first the his kingdom and righteousness. Even if our outer man perishes, God desires our inner man to be renewed day by day. So this is the first example we see. This Samaritan woman asking for water, but Jesus asking her to get her husband. And this, her whole life was opened and Jesus changed her life. The second example, let us go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, from 1 to 8. We see Jesus taking the three disciples onto the mountain. And there we see many things happening. And we see the Peter, first Mark's Gospel, chapter 9. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, and verse 1 to 8. But I'm going to see only fifth verse. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were frightened. So Peter's prayer or request is to put three shelters. Yeah, it's something, right? Religious excitement we see in these words. And he wanted to do something for the Lord. Many times we also wanted to do in our spiritual excitement. We ought to do many things for the Lord. But here, we learned two lessons here. The two mistakes corrected is, one, do not compare Jesus with anyone. Do not compare Jesus with anyone. Seventh verse says, then the cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son whom I love. Listen to him. See, the immediate reply, what he says is, this is my son whom I love. Listen to him. Voices, visions, and visitors, etc., they should not distract us from the preeminence of Christ. Man, you forget the preeminence of Christ. And when we forget the preeminence of Christ, we worship someone and fighting about who is the greatest. That's what we see in the lives of disciples also. The correction is to do not compare Jesus with anyone. And second one, and then Jesus says, go where people are in need. That's what we see in from 14 to 18. Do not get lost in spiritual excitement. Help the needy. So they were asking, Peter was asking, Lord, it's good for us to be here so that we are going to build three shelters or tabernacles where all we can stay here only. But God says, no, that's not the way. So he answered in a different way and is telling them to go and meet the people who are in needy. That's what we see in this passage. That is the second one. Thirdly, we come to Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 38. Verse 38 to 42. This passage also, we are well versed. We see Jesus entering into one of the village and the place where he finds two sisters, Mary and Martha. And here, we see Martha having a prayer. and a request to the Lord. She's telling to Jesus, tell Mary to help me. 38 verse 38 to 42. And as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. This was a legitimate request, but Jesus wanted Martha to reprioritize her life. That's why when some of our prayers regarding the domestic needs are not answered, we must sit down and rearrange our lives. Many things are there, important, but one thing is necessary. The Mary has chosen the needy one, the right one, which never be taken away from her. The choice is not between the good and bad, but good and better. Do not give place to irritation between the siblings and between the spouses. So as a family, when we choose something and we have to go for the priority, which is the better than the good one. That's what Mary has chosen. That's the answer of Jesus was telling her to do that. Then we see in Luke chapter 12, 13 and 14. Here also we have one more request of prayer, a person. Like chapter 12 and 13 and 14. Someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. So they have a problem. So they're coming to Jesus and they're asking to do some justice. Obviously, injustice has been done to him in partition of the property. But Jesus pointed out a form of covetousness found in him. That's what in verse 15 he says. Kindly see chapter 15. Then he said to them, watch out, be on your guard against all kind of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possession. So he already had abundance. This man has abundance. Many times, suppose we are praying for overseas, especially we all are Indians, when we pray for the visa, when visa is not granted, we know how much we are disappointed. When it comes to come to America, when visa is not, we all experience that, no? We all, as for our children. So first time when my daughter got visa, I was so happy. So many times when visa is not granted, we are so disappointed. That's what. But here, though, visas are not answered when you already have enough in India. So why, we come here to states to, God has brought us, no doubt. In many times, we wanted to come away from abroad so that we may become good, blessed. But sometimes when we are already blessed, but sometimes we are enough, and we should be. That's what. There are times when God wants us to let go our due or legitimate share because Lord is my portion. Please turn with me to Psalm 16, verse 5 and 16. Psalm 15, 16. Psalms 16. What's this? Yeah.
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my Lord.
Yeah.
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
Yeah.
Yes, I have a good inheritance.
Yeah. Here, by this version I'll read. The Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have delightful inheritance. That's what we have, the position in our Lord Jesus Christ. We see Abraham's attitude towards Lot. We all know. When they wanted to share the portion Abraham said to Lot, "We are brothers. We are brothers. There's no fighting among ourselves." So he said to his brother, "If you're going to left, I'll go to right. If you go to right, I'll go to left." So another lesson in this incident, we don't become rich by getting more, but we by giving away more. We don't become rich by getting more, but by giving away more, we become rich. Be rich in giving. 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, 18, 19. 1 Timothy, "Command those who are rich in the present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in the wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, so richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." So we have seen how the Samaritan woman was praying. And then we have seen the prayer of Mary. And also we have seen the person who wanted some justice to be done. And we have seen how the Lord has answered. And coming to one more prayer of when Lazarus was sick, we see in John's Gospel, chapter 11. John's Gospel, chapter 11. There we see in verse 3, "Lazarus, whom you love, is sick." They have sent word to Jesus that Lazarus is sick. And then we see, and they say, "If you were here, you would have not been dead." So by the time Jesus came to them, he was dead and it was 4 days over. And here we see Jesus purposely delayed, and he was held up and he comes little late. Delays are not denials, but are meant to develop our faith. When we pray, the prayers are delayed and we think that is denied. No, it meant to develop our faith. They wanted healing. Did you notice that? They wanted healed, that Lazarus should be healed, but Jesus granted them resurrection. What a wonderful resurrection. And that's why, dear friends, throw away small ambitions. Our God is able to do above asking and thinking. That's what we see in Ephesians. He's capable of doing whatever we ask and imagine, he's able to do. "For to him be the glory. The sickness of Lazarus was for God's glory." So whenever we pray, when our prayers are delayed, it's not denied, but God helps us to grow in our faith. So that is the fifth one. And one more prayer we see in Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 to 41. Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 to 41. Matthew chapter 12. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." That's their prayer. Many times we also ask God, "Lord, show us some prayer." "What God has already done in the past is more than enough." That's what we say. Many times we want some signs from God. These people were asking, and he said, "Except the sign of Jonah, you're not going to have any other sign." So here says, Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." Jesus wanted us to see at the birds and the flowers. And that's us. If this does not increase our faith, what else will increase? When we read Psalm 19, we see God's revelation. We see how God has been, we can glorify God by seeing the creation, what God has created. God's works of old written in the Bible are good enough for us to increase our faith. And that's what he says about Jonah, except the sign of Jonah, you're not. So here he teaches us to learn to walk by faith. To learn to walk by faith. And seventh one, the last one, he says, we see about 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians, we have a prayer with the great man of God. He says, chapter 12, 7 to 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. Yeah. Can you somebody read? Or of
lest I should be exalted above measure by abundance of the revelation. Mm. The thorn in the flesh was given to me, messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing I pleaded with the Lord three times that I might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Thank you. So, Paul pleaded with the Lord. He not just prayed, was pleaded three times to remove the thorn. God did not answer this prayer, but in a different way, he answered. That's what we see. Why? One thing is to keep him humble. To keep him humble. This is the lesson we need to be learning all through our life. Many times you answer and we won't get the reply. And the second one is to show his strength in our lives. That's what we see. To Paul, he never removed the thorn, but he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. God crippled Jacob before he crowned him. That's what we see. Do not keep on murmuring over your thorns, but rejoice in it. In it. Your thorn may be a reproach of sometime childs were not there. I mean, you don't have children. God may answer your prayer by giving you a child by adoption. Why not? Psalm 10:18 says, He is not the God of fatherless and motherless. So, in conclusion, we see the 7 points once again. Even our prayers may be like this. And many times we want our prayers to be answered immediately. But we see in here God answering our prayers in a different way. First, in the case of Samaritan woman, we know her life. But there, as Jesus was talking to her in his conversation, and when he said, if you know whom I am talking to you, and she said, yes, Lord, I want that water. But she was asking for a physical, needy things, but he was concerned about her spiritual life. And that's how he says, Samaritan woman prayed for water. Jesus gave her living waters. Her life was changed. And then the disciples wanted to build 3 tabernacles. Jesus said not to be lost in spiritual excitement. He says, go and help the needy in the down. That's what. The third one, Martha's prayer was, do not give place to irritations between siblings. And she was asking, Lord, I am doing many things for you, but my sister is not at all helping me. Tell her to help me. That's what her prayer. And Jesus said, and there we had to reorganize our priorities. what Mary has chosen to be at the feet of Lord Jesus Christ. And fourthly, people asking for a favor. But he says, be rich in giving. Be rich in giving. Many times we wanted many things, but God says, what you have is enough. You are blessed, and now you be a blessing to many people. Fifthly, they were asking for a healing. Lazarus to be healed. But he was dead, but he was resurrected. And people, sixth one, people wanted to have seen sign. They were praying for sign. And Jesus said, what all the signs are there enough, but learn to walk in faith. Learn to walk in faith. And lastly, as Paul says, Paul, he pleaded to asking God to remove the thorn, what thorn he had. We see, pleaded, but God answered, no, to keep him humble. He said, my grace is sufficient to me. Dear friends, this morning, as we examine our lives, many times, yes, God has answered our prayers, our needs. But when he answers our prayers in a different way, he teaches us lessons. He teaches us lessons. These lessons will help us to grow spiritually in him. That's what we see in John chapter 15 and verse 7. When we learn this lesson, my words will abide in you, and you will in me, and then ask what you wish, and it will be given for you. So man, we'll examine ourselves in our prayers life and how it is, and many times we'll be discouraged when our prayers are not answered. He says yes, he says no, he says many times he says wait. We have to wait. We have to wait, and he will do the best. And sometimes he'll be very silent also. So lastly, I want to just close with a poem like thing. I asked for strength. God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for strength. Instead of giving strength, what he has given? He has given me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom. He gave me problems to solve. That's what we face in many times in our day-to-day life. I asked for prosperity. God gave me brain to work. He given me strength to give to work. I asked for courage. He gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for patience. God placed me in a situation where I was forced to wait. Many times we pray for patience, no? But God places us in a situation where I was forced to wait. I asked for love. God gave me troubled people to help. Okay? God, we ask for love. God gives us troubled people to help. I ask for favor. God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted, but I received everything I needed. My prayer has been answered. So may God bless us. As we wait upon the Lord, as we ask our Heavenly Father, that's what he says. He knows everything what we need. But many times he says to wait upon him. When we wait, we get the best thing. So may God help us to wait upon him. Thank you.